Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. Last week, we heard the first part of my dear friend Mahan Rai's story of faith and struggle as he went through great lengths to graduate high school. I'm happy to present part two of Mahan Rai's story. Here's Mahan Rai.
Okay. Did that end up being the end? Not really. I actually ended up dealing with some issues on the way. One of those things was the fact that after I finished high school, like as mentioned before, two of my friends passed away. And in the time that I was very happy about the fact that I graduated, I was actually still involved with some, affiliated with some people that I shouldn't be affiliated with. And at that time, since I was affiliated with those people, it didn't make it any easier on my side for what I wanted to do next. And when I finished high school, one of those things was that I made the decision to actually become a missionary. So like try to serve a mission. And what when I say try is because I was actually trying to serve because I was still, at that time I was still affiliated and it really sucked. Because in those, when you're in that kind of lifestyle, at that point you can't really get out, right? And so you have to deal with those things and you're kind of stuck in that place. And I guess there's other stories about that, right? But I mean, that aspect, you can really just get out and be like, hey, I'm actually going out. See ya, right? It doesn't work that way. So I knew there was only one way out and that was not going to be it. And so I remember praying to God one time too. And asking, hey, so how am I supposed to fix a situation if I want to serve a mission? Yet you tell me that I need to serve one, but yet I'm still stuck here in this situation and I'm done with school, but I can't get out of this situation. So help me figure out what I need to do in order to move on to the next phase of my life. And I got no answer at all. I got no answer at all. I got no sense of answer. And at that time, I just became more confused. So during those times before November, now that I think about it, I actually left the state for like a month. And I left the state because I started to get like a lot more threats. And I needed to go like incognito mode. And so, yeah, I was actually left the state for like a month or so just to be safe. And when I came back, which is a whole different story, too, I came back and I actually had to face my problem and had to talk to one, I guess, what they call it, boss, right? And so when I did, I remember... I remember sitting down in that table, like with him, and it was really awkward. It was really weird. And he was like, what do you want? Right? Because you're here wasting my time. So what is it that you need? And so my question was, well, I need something, but I don't know if you're able to do that for me. And he was like, well, what is it? And I told him, I don't know, it may sound cringy, but I want to serve a mission. I actually want to go and like preach the word of God. And I don't know what to do because I know there's only one way out. And with those situations, the only way out is just death. That's really it. And so I really had no other option. And so he kind of gets quiet. And I kid you not, it was the most silent moment. He's quiet for like 2 minutes. He's writing some notes down. I don't know what else. I was pretty nervous. I was like, you know what? I think I just dig my own grave. So I'm done for. But he dropped the pen and he looked up and he was like, so you're telling me you want to serve a mission? So where did this idea came from? Right? How do you go from this to that? It doesn't make any sense, right? I've never in my life ever heard such thing. So either you have a good explanation or you're just a coward and doesn't want to do their job. And I'm like, I told him, sir, with all due respect, I'm not a coward. I'm genuine, being serious. And he was like, are you Christian? I'm like, yes, I'm Christian. And so I'm scared when I'm talking to this man. And as I'm talking, I can barely flow with my words as I'm talking to him. And pretty much gets quiet again. And it made it even worse for me, because I was like, I don't know why. I just need an answer. I just want to go. I don't know what's going to happen. The man kind of like lays back and he's like, you know what? It's pretty interesting. He was like, let me ask you something. And I was like, what is it? And he was like, what is it that you want to do in life? You know, like, really, like, have you ever thought about that? Or you just had the idea of just staying here forever, right? Like, is this going to be like your main job, your main career or something like that? Or are you planning to move on in ranks? Or do you plan to be a father? Do you plan to like go to college, get an education, do something with your life? What do you plan to do, kid? And honestly, I didn't know what to answer. I just knew that I was like, look, if I'm being honest, I barely passed high school, but yet I graduated. But I do want to go preach about God, because I do think that's changing my life. So if that's the case, then that means that I can change other people's lives. So what I'm asking is that for you, and I understand what the consequences are, but I'm asking you face to face just to like let me go. That's all I ask. That's really just all I want. And so he kind of just laughs, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is not, I don't know what to say. Kind of looks at me and just says, Just do me one favor. He told me, come here. And I came close. He told me, give me your gun. And at that time I was carrying a gun. And I pull out my gun and I pretty much hand it over to him. And he grabs the muscle of the gun. Well, not the muscle, the grip, my bad. And as he grabs the grip, he puts it down. He's like, also give me your notebook. And so that time, I used to carry a notebook, because if I'm being honest, I'm a pretty forgetful person. So in every situation I was in, I will always write down notes, of locations, people's names, numbers, whatever it was. And he told me, give me that too. Because I know what you like, how you work with your things. So give me your notebook. And so I pull out a small notebook that I had, and I hang it over, and he kind of flips through it and he puts it down again. And then he looks and he's like, all right, kid. So since you're not even 18 yet, and you're about to turn 18. I'm like, yeah, I'll turn 18 in September. I was like, oh, okay. So you're not even an adult, young adult phase, huh? And I'm like, no, not really. Well, I was like, okay, here's what we're going to do. What we're going to do is that we're going to like let you go. But there is one condition. And yeah, the condition was pretty much that if I was ever to go back, or attempt to go back to those things, to the same group, to the same people, my consequences would have been considered as treason. And that's pretty much, treason was considered as the biggest betrayal that you can do to someone. Of course, betrayal, treason. But then the punishment, of course, was really big, which meant what? Torture. And so, yeah, like, those people were no joke. Those people, I met some people without fingers because of every single mistake they made. How many people were that lost their finger just because they were late? So those things are real. Those things in your life are real. Those people out there are real too. Now, till this day, if I'm being honest, even though I'm telling it just like a casual story, it does kind of hurt time to time to talk about it. or just even think about it, because I still don't know to this day how I'm still here. I honestly do believe that I shouldn't be alive, but if I'm still alive, then that means God has something planned, and if God has something planned, that means I have a purpose. I then finally proceeded to have the opportunity to then receive my mission calling. And when I received my mission calling, I was called to Oklahoma. So I actually proceeded to then go serve a 2-year mission in Oklahoma, actually during the pandemic the entire time. But it was actually one of the best, I would say it was the hardest too, but also one of the best 2 years that I've ever had too as well, of like pretty much learning. But also gave me a lot of time, especially because due to the pandemic, you can't do much. It gave me a lot of time to meditate. It gave me a lot of time to really build a relationship with like Jesus Christ and my Heavenly Father. And it gave me the opportunity to also just like read the scriptures. And now that like that's, you know, those things were done in 2 years, when I came back home, I did realize that those things were like so important. And even like, maybe I didn't tell like the entire thing. I mainly told like school, right? But I feel like most people can relate mostly to school. That's the reason why I don't touch the other topics, right? But the fact that I didn't graduate, and the fact that I dropped out of high school, and then the fact that I was going through some personal problems, and then at that time, of course, family was having financial issues, and there was a lot of things going on, and the fact that I kept failing. And even though I was doing my very best, I did not feel capable. Yet, God was there the entire time, even though maybe I didn't notice. And now that I look back, I do realize that He was there along the way. And that if it wasn't because of Him, one, I wouldn't have passed high school. And two, I really wouldn't be alive due to the dumb decisions that I made when I was younger. And since that's the case, you know, I think that sometimes we just don't tend to see those things in the present, which makes sense, because you're living the experience right at the moment. But now that I look back, I really felt left out. I feel like God left me. I feel like God just betrayed me. I feel like God just like left me on the dirt. He's like, hey, you like really don't matter. And I felt like that for so many years. But when I finally got to made decision to build a relationship with Heavenly Father, it helped me realize that that was not true, right? And so it helped me realize that I genuinely had love, and He genuinely loved me, and that He cared about for me, and He literally just took care of me the entire time. Even though I was making the wrong decisions, He was giving me a chance over and over and over and over every single day. To the point where I got to the point where I just finally got out of that place, you could say. Not a literal place, but, you know, get out of that certain situations that were going on. And I think that's, honestly, I never told, not even my parents, what things that happened, but I do think that is very important to realize that when we do feel alone, when we do feel like betrayed, and maybe you feel like God doesn't want you, or you just feel that God doesn't love you, I do think that I think you should rethink it. It's better said than done, but at least from my personal experience, I can say for a fact that that's not true. I can tell you for a fact that He did the total opposite. Matter of fact, He took away some things from me in order for me to be okay. And then He actually did some things for me to just continue. He had the path prepared. And so that's really like one of the biggest lessons I learned, to understand that, you know, God was never my enemy. He was more my friend the entire time. And I was just being ignorant and prideful. And really, the atonement of Jesus Christ is like one of the biggest things I've ever learned in my life. I think it's marvelous. And I think people just think it's repentance. The atonement of Jesus Christ is so much deeper than that. You can like learn so much from it. But honestly, for like people that struggle with that, I do believe that you can definitely have one. You can have a relationship with Heavenly Father, no matter in what situation you are. And two, He will make the impossible, even though it may seem impossible, whatever situation you're going through, He will make the impossible happen. But it's kind of a long story, not too detailed, but I only wanted to say more of like the actual things that people can relate to. But yeah, that's just like my story.
This story arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Mahan Rai, for sharing his story. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.